Oh my God, what time is it, you guys?
It's live time.
Like four lines to say, and then we can do whatever.
There's certain things we have to say so that we're copying him.
I need to know what this is about. What is this about?
Okay, Big Fatty has a podcast. Big Fatty has a podcast where he does repetitive things. We're copying those repetitive things, and I'm going to splice them together and make a fake Big Fatty show.
Okay.
So just follow along. Follow. So who?
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
What is this about?
Big Fatty has a podcast where he does repetitive things.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One. This is episode 33, Lem. The BFO for Thursday, the 15th of October. 2020, y'all, coming up on today. Say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, we're going to have some voice letters. I'm going to tell you about my day, which includes... Can you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. Hello, Havsies, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Y'all, you Havsies today, because y'all, can you believe October is half... way over. Big Fatty, where has the time gone? I don't know, but it's half over. And what can I say? Big Fatty, I don't know. I guess you could say move the show forward. Okay, thank you for calling.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Gussie, y'all, today, the 15th of October, y'all, it's a very important celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I've met this person many times at the Pride 48, both in, I think she came to Nolens. I'm 99% sure she came to Nolens. I know she came to Las Wages. Y'all, she's a long-time listener. She listened back during the Little Fatty Cast days. Big Fatty, has she resubscribed to the new Little Fatty Cast? Not if she's learned anything over all these years. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all, she's out there in the California. Oh, Big Fatty, has she been dealing with the forest fires? You know, Smokey Bear said only you can prevent forest fires. Yes, y'all, I'm talking about the city of Soames Bar, California. There is some smoking going on there, but I don't think it's forest fires. Y'all, I'm talking about the one and only, y'all, she's just as sweet as she can be. Y'all, it's Miss Melissa, no, not Miss Melissa, it's Miss Melinda Miranda, no, Miss Melissa Miranda Melinda. Big Fatty, you fucked it up. I did fuck it up. She's just lovely. Now, y'all, she probably is on the face, but I don't know if she's on the Twitty. But y'all, if you see Miss Melissa Miranda Melinda on the Twitty or the Face, wish her a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, in her case, instead of a big old piece of cake, I hope she gets some delicious baked baked goods. Big Fatty, you think people know what that means? Well, they probably figure it out. Yes, Big Fatty.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah, see, y'all, our census today is from Miss Kathy Marshall out there in the San Francisco. She lives elsewhere in the U.S. of A. She's a listener. Been listening to the BFO 77, since episode 77. You had me when you sang 77 Sunset Strip and played Kevin B's special clip about hunting. Big Fatty, favorite segment, Axe Big Fatty. Anything you would change? Not a darn thing. Not even the brand new voice letter number. Big Fatty. Called the voice letter number? No, but will soon. Been to a Pride 48 event. Has never used a special chair. And y'all, shit, this is a long little story about sharting herself.
Children, and I'm like, lean forward, and I just go, cunt hunt. And he goes, excuse me? I'm like, cunt hunt. I'm sorry, I can't hear you. I have a hearing problem. Can you speak up a little bit? Cunt hunt. And I look over.
Yeah, I see, y'all, that is the thing Miss Kathy Marshall was talking about. I guess I should sing 77 Sunset Strip. Big Freddy. Or not. Y'all, let me just, that was the story, the Super Bee told that on the QCast Connection. But y'all, Kathy Marshall says the morning of January the 24th, 2018, is a day that will live forever in infamy. This scandalous incident resulted in the disposal of my lucky leopard print underpants, which, parentheses, being soiled, close parentheses, were no longer lucky and no longer underpants. Beep! Fanny, that's a good one. Miss Kathy Marshall, thank you so much for that. Y'all, our next one. Our next one is from the one and only Veda. Veda, and so y'all stay tuned for that. Y'all, after I recorded yesterday, y'all, young Nicholas stopped by. I think he was coming by to help Sebastian. Y'all, we were sitting on the porch, and over walks Sebastian. He brought over, what was it? Bud Light Seltzer. And he had three flavors. He had the strawberry, the cranberry, and the pineapple. And I had the pineapple, and y'all, it tasted like it was okay. I mean, I'm not a beer drinker anyway, and then young Nicholas went over, and we sat and chatted for a little while, and then young Nicholas went over and helped him with his wood. Big Fatty, you mean the board, not his wood. Well, he... Anyway, when Sebastian came over, little puppy dog Hank came over. Y'all, he was out of control. Out of control, I'm telling you. Just a crazy, crazy dog. He ended up, before he left, he ended up throwing up on the porch. And I told young Nicholas later, I said, oh, little Hank left you a little something. And he looked under the chair and
y'all, and y'all, it was just sad. And I hosed it off, but anyway. But anyway, after young Nicholas left, I sat down. Y'all, I watched the sports ball because the Atlanta Braves, they were playing I know Miss Bacon. Miss Bacon likes the Dodgers. Roger Dodger. But the Braves won. But y'all, Roger Dodger came back there in the bottom of the ninth inning. So anyway, y'all, then I watched a little bit more on the TV machine, and I went to the lounge, you know, because I was tired. Y'all, I was tired because I hadn't slept well the previous 2 nights, and y'all, I couldn't go to sleep. So I got up, and I watched a little bit more of that Stephen Colbert, and I ate a few of the red grapes, and I eventually went back in, and at some point I went to sleep, but it wasn't as late as the 2 previous nights. But anyway, y'all got up on hump day morning, had my coffee and read my newspaper, did the Sudoku. This was a level 2, and I got it without a problem. And then, what did I do then? Oh, got my share, and y'all, then I was off. I was off to the famous toastery with Miss Kitty and his favorite dancing girl, Olive. Y'all, Big Fatty had something new today. I had the turkey and brie sandwich on sourdough, grilled on sourdough, but it was supposed to come with a raspberry Kool-Aid. And a Big Fatty raspberry Kool-Aid? No, it's, you know, just kind of soggy raspberries. And Big Fatty soggy raspberries. But I got the Dijon mustard on there, and y'all, it was absolutely delicious. In fact, when I made my order, the waitress, and they know us in there, she goes, "Ooh, that sounds good. That may be what I have for lunch." And I said, "Thank you for calling." And y'all, after that, we were off to the Von's East. Yes, be pretty. We hear it, y'all, as I do on Wednesdays. Went to the Von's East. Y'all, I picked up a half dozen of eggs. Y'all, they had the bird's eye vegetables. Buy one, get one free. So I got a couple of containers of the mashed cauliflower. You know, I love the mashed cauliflower. Didn't have room for it in the freezer, but I made room. So I got a couple of those. Y'all, they had the Sargento extra sharp cheddar cheese, 2 for $6. Plus I had a coupon that if you bought two, you got $1.50 off. So, y'all, I got 2 for $4.50, which is less than what one of them usually costs. Y'all, they had the bird's eye crispy, the crispy, green beans. You know, I'd made those before. I made the P.F. Chang's version before. And y'all, I had a coupon for that to get an extra dollar off that. So I got a package of those. Y'all, they had the good Asian sesame solid kits on sale. So I got a couple of those. Y'all, they had the Von's East buffalo chicken dip. Y'all, it was 3 for $10. It's about $6 a container. So I got one of those. I figured I'd have that for Friday at Fatty's. Y'all, the canned of crushed tomatoes that I get to make the Italian Mussolini spaghetti, they were buy one, get one free. So I got one of those. Y'all, they had the Von's East candies on sale. So I got chocolate-covered peanuts and chocolate-covered raisins. And y'all, I had a coupon for that as well. Y'all, and then the big thing that I spent was, y'all, they had the all, y'all, I get the non-scented laundry detergents. They had the all detergent. My mama used to use that, and it's fine. Y'all, they will buy one, get one free, plus a coupon. If you bought one, if you bought two, you got an extra dollar off. And y'all, then they had the Tide free and clear on sale, it was $12.95 on sale. And plus, if you bought one, you had a coupon for an extra $3 off. So y'all, I didn't need all that detergent, but I figured, what the hell, y'all, I spent $45.42, but I saved $38.93. And Big Fatty, most of that was to clean your underpants. Or I could send a jug of it to Kathy Marshall to clean. Well, that's right. She threw them out. Never mind. Y'all, once I got back, I put everything away. And I was standing in line waiting to be checked out. And this nice lady behind me, she had her children with her. And she says, "Well, now, don't you look nice today?" And she's talking to me. "Bitch, Fanny, what's wrong with her?" "I don't know." But I said, "Well, thank you. Aren't you kind to say that?" She says, "You're all color coordinated," because I had on a gray, y'all, it was a Nasty Pig shirt. Just had the logo on it, so she didn't know what it was. And I had on my gray shorts, and I had on my gray walking shoes. And she says, "Don't you look all color coordinated?" I said, "Well, you got to look nice when you go out to the Von's East." And she says, "Thank you for calling. I'm sorry I said anything." No, she didn't say that. But y'all, got home and put everything away, and then I was off. I was off on my Nipa walk. I did the big circle and came back. Y'all, it's cooler here now, but it's still humid, and the sun was just blazing. There wasn't a whole lot of breeze, but it wasn't as bad as yesterday. And y'all, they say by the weekend, our highs are only going to be in the upper 60 to around 70, and the lows are going to be down in the 50s, bitch. Fatty. And so I came back, and after the nipple walk, and I had to rinse off. I was just sweaty. I was sweaty. And after that, I sat down and played a little bit of the Candy Crush. And y'all, then here I am recording the little show. Yes, Big Fatty. Y'all, I am sitting here, and I'm realizing I'm not going to have time for voice letters or an Axe Big Fatty question I got from Straight Bob. But we'll try to work those in tomorrow. But y'all, one thing I forgot to tell everybody was Hump Day Night, the Big Run. The Big Run returned, and it's going to be Wednesday nights after the Big Run. And so, y'all, I love the Big Run. However, there will not be a recap show on the Adam, the Crooked Hat Podcasting Network. Big Fatty, we can all breathe a sigh of relief over that. That's what, oh, dear God. See, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Thursday. Y'all, in honor of Miss Melinda, y'all, why don't let's all go out and do something nice? You know, like that lady in the grocery store at the Von's East today. It didn't cost her a thing, and it was just as nice, and it meant the world to me. Just say something nice to somebody today. It's a little random act of kindness. Big Fatty, we need many more of those. That's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Blime Time little show. And Juicy and Mr. Cackle, what do you think most people think of the BFO?
What is this about?
Big Fatty has a podcast where he does repetitive things.
Oh, but he doesn't cackle like the Mr. Cackle show, that's for sure.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one. Yes! This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.